This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. Doug Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen is at the controls, as is normally the case. We're getting warmed up for Christmas time. There are other things, though, that are going on in the world other than Christmas, and so Jennifer's got a handle on one of those as we lead off this hour. Hi, Jen.
Well, what's our biggest problem? That's something we can probably all answer personally, right? But as a country, what do you think is the biggest problem facing American citizens? Dougie, let's start with you. What do you think the worst problem is?
Health-related items, people not taking care of themselves health-wise.
Okay. Victoria?
I think health insurance and health care.
So health care. Okay.
Yeah.
Kara?
Kind of related, I'll say, like, anxiety, stress, depression, that type of stuff.
All right. Well, the number one most plaguing issue as cited by Americans is government itself. And then it's followed closely by immigration as the second most important problem to Americans.
Really?
This is a survey conducted by Gallup, and it happened after the midterm elections. And what they did is they went around asking Americans about the country's top problems, and then they listed those issues and told how many respondents actually mentioned them. 19% of the respondents cited government as the problem. I don't think that this changes much. People are constantly disappointed by government. Congress always has an approval rating that's like in the single digits.
Right.
In fact, I was laughing the other day about a survey that was way back in 2013 that cited cockroaches were more popular than members of Congress, and that was no joke. So that's the top concern for Americans. In second place came immigration. That was cited by 16% of respondents. Now, if you break it down politically as to whether people were Democrats or Republicans, it was the Republicans who really put the weight on the immigration issue. They say 29% of them said it was a problem. Only 7% of Democrats said the same thing. I think it's kind of interesting that unifying the country came in pretty low on the list. Only 8% of respondents said unifying the country was a problem. Only 3% said unemployment and jobs and gun control were a problem. And only 5% said that health care was a problem. So kind of interesting, this Gallup survey between December 3rd and 12th show you where the priorities of the American people are.
Right.
And is that the right spot? Who knows? But this is at least what's trending for Americans today.
You want to know why it's a big problem, government? Here's another example, yet one of millions probably we could find. The Inspector General in the Department of Defense reports that the DOD cannot account for $1 billion in military equipment. Military vehicles, tanks, for example. There are dozens of tanks that are missing. They just can't find them. So the Congress has appropriated money to try to find out where the tanks have gone. Most of them were sent to Iraq. Nobody seems to be able to find them. They just disappeared. How do you lose a tank? Would be my question. Wouldn't that be your question as a normal American who's got a brain? Somebody who's paying for a tank, which costs, the average tank costs about $1.5 million to build, and they're missing dozens of them. Gee, I wonder who's responsible for that. And people wonder, you know, it's about management. People that we elect, why don't we elect managers? When you find out things like this, don't you scratch your head and say, wait a minute, why aren't these people who are supposedly running, or why, if they're being elected, don't they find bureaucrats who are actually good at managing, people who have run companies, people who are in charge of things, not your brother-in-law or not your cousin or whomever gets these jobs, but somebody who actually, this is an outrage. And you laugh about it. We're talking about billions of dollars here. They don't even know where the hell these things are.
Doesn't that sound like an inside job? You know, if you say, like, nice. Oh, you know, the so-and-so from Best Buy, you know, Best Buy can't account for, you know, a billion TVs. Well, that's because the guy in the stock room is selling them on the side.
Yeah.
You know, like, it seems like on a much bigger scale, maybe there's something going on that's like that. Maybe we're secretly selling tanks to some place that we shouldn't be selling them. Or somebody has just, you know, someone at the top there is embezzling.
Yeah.
If you can embezzle tanks.
Unbelievable.
Got one of those parked in your driveway. It's a dead giveaway.
All right, here's the story of Beth Versteeg. Do you know her? V-E-R-S-T-E-E-G. She boarded a jet for a flight from Rochester, New York to Washington, D.C. recently and found that she had the entire plane to herself. Turns out that her original flight had been canceled. She was rebooked on a crew-only flight. Flight attendant went through the safety demonstration for her. She was treated like a queen. Short flight. I didn't ask for anything special, but they were very nice to me. One person on a plane. That happened to me once on Christmas Eve, as a matter of fact. I was flying back from... I can't remember which direction I was going, whether I was going to Boston or L.A., on an American 757... There were two people on the plane, me and a woman who actually I found out afterwards while we had our conversation, who was a radio person from Boston. She had her two dogs. They were on the plane. They ran out around the plane all for the whole flight. It was just the two of us on a plane that holds 194 people.
Tell me they let you both sit in first class.
Actually, I didn't want to sit. I stretched out in the back of the plane and went to sleep. But I could have sat in first class, but I didn't. And then the only thing that happened was the dogs came up and licked my hand a couple of times while I was stretched out. Anyway, that was you don't find many of those anymore. The kids got here from L.A. yesterday. Plane's full. They're all full. All the planes are full. Do you ever get on a plane and find an empty seat?
Not usually. From Peru
last week, there was one empty seat on the plane coming back from Lima to Dallas. That was it. It was just they're all full. Where the heck is everybody going? And why are they traveling around as much as they are?
Back and forth to California and Boston every week.
Is that what it is?
That's what they're all doing.
Seems to be the case. In a moment, I'm going to read a Christmas letter that I got a hold of from one of the listeners to this program. That's up next, 14 after the hour on the DJV show.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these, when we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. But not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, unless you are alone. If you know somebody who's alone, may I suggest you call them? This would be something, especially if it's someone who's just lost an important member of the family. There's a lot of grieving that goes on. We're all happy, and it's fun. It's holiday time. But I was just talking to the ladies about those people who don't have people that are around. So if you have somebody that you know in your life who's like that, maybe you do something you never usually do. You ask people that you know are alone if they would like to have some company. I was working at a radio station once. I spent a Christmas Eve at a rehab center, and I was horrified as children with things that are unspeakable. We're all alone in the hospital. Imagine that, a youngster that doesn't have anybody at Christmas time. And I remember, I tried to spend some time with them. And I came back, I was working in Cincinnati. And I came back Christmas Day instead of Christmas Eve because I wanted to go over to this place and spend some time and learn. But if you've got somebody, maybe a special person that's been in your life, and that person doesn't have anybody, perhaps you might want to consider spending some time with them over the next week or so. Just an idea. At that same radio station, I used to do a lot of things that I've done a lot of different things and similar things over the years for Christmas time. I came across this letter, showing these letters to Megan last night from listeners. And this was a... This is just too funny not to share. This is written by a third grader on what his grandparents do. This was a letter that was written after Christmas. The children were asked how they spent their holidays away from school. And here's what one child wrote. We always used to spend the holidays with Grandma and Grandpa. They used to live in a big brick house, but Grandpa got retarded and they moved to Arizona. Now they live in a tin box, they have rocks painted green to look like grass. They ride around on their bicycles and wear name tags because they don't know who they are anymore. They go to a building called a rec center, WRECK, but they must have gotten it fixed because it's all okay now. They do exercises there, but they don't do them very well. There's a swimming pool, too, but they all jump in and up and down with their hats on. At the gate, there's a dollhouse with a small old man sitting in it. He watches all day, but nobody can watches all day, so nobody can escape. Sometimes they do sneak out, go cruising in their golf carts. Nobody there cooks; they just eat out, and they eat the same thing every night. Early birds. Some of the people can't get out past the gate because the man in the dollhouse stops them. The ones who do get out, bring food back to the rec center for potluck. My grandma says that Grandpa worked all his life to earn his retardingment, and says I should work hard also so I can be retarded someday, too. When I earn my retardment, I want to be the man in the dollhouse. Then I'll let people out so they can visit their grandchildren.
Aww.
I thought that was kind of cute. It's just, no, or just something.
It's cute.
Yeah. I mean, the old television show, kids say the darndest things, and they write the darndest things. But I thought that was kind of cute and sort of befitting of a little bit of Christmas activity. 21 half, because we all go to see our grandparents on Christmas, right? 21 half the hour on the DJV show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All kinds of lists of Christmas music and which ones are which on the list. So we've started earlier in the month with a look at the top 100. There I am using that word again, a look at the top. Well, we did have to look at it in order for us to bring it to you. And we were cutting ourselves down to number 5 song of the old list of songs, the top 100, according to Billboard. And Bobby Helms' version of Jingle Bell Rock is number 5. You want to crank this up a little bit? Bobby Helms. He had one or two hits, and that was it. But this was a song that lasted for, obviously it lasted because it's number 5 still today. Crank it up, Kara! Rock the night away. Do we like this, ladies? Yes or no?
I like it.
Go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Which is better, me or him?
Why do you make us answer these things? Depends on what you're looking for.
That's right. Okay, Jennifer's version. The Jingle Bell Rock. The Jingle Bell. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. 25 after the hour. This is singing along in the car stuff. Last night when I picked up the kids at the airport, we put on the Christmas music station. And Miles and I. Miles knows the words to some of these songs. We were singing them. And he said to me, Gramps, can you be quiet while I sing?
Oh, my God. He's gotten it from you.
Wow.
Yeah. He didn't see it. Sing softer, I think, was what he said. All right. Next up, musically, on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and me, a focus on the Music Cares Person of the Year tribute for next year. Happens early in the year. Miley Cyrus, Katy Perry, Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood are set to join this also star-studded lineup for the Music Cares Person of the Year tribute. The honoree is Dolly Parton. We talked about this a little bit before. The artists who are already on the list, Leon Bridges, Lauren Daigle, Nora Jones, Shawn Mendes, Pink, Mark Ronson, Chris Stapleton, Vince Gill, Don Henley, K. Casey Musgraves, Willie Nelson, Linda Perry, Mavis Staples, and Dolly herself. She's being celebrated for her creative accomplishments and support of a lot of charitable causes. Proceeds from this event are going to go to the Recording Academy's Music Cares charity, which benefits those who work in the music industry who, as they get older, sometimes get sick. They have financial problems, personal problems, that sort of thing. The Music Cares tribute concert set take place in L.A. on the 8th of February. That's during Grammy Week. Just ahead of the 61st Annual Grammy Award, they'll all be in town for that. Broadcast live from the Staples Center at 8 Eastern Time on the 10th of February. So
that'll be. I'll be tuning in for that. That's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good take. Yep. Also, well-known music person Olivia Newton-John is going to. She's written it already. The memoir, the autobiography, going to be. It's coming out in. Early in 2019, it was released last fall in Australia. Gallery Books, which is a division of Simon & Schuster, said the book called Don't Stop Believin', published in March 12th, it'll be out next year. The book will include a new foreword or afterword by the singer and actress. You know, this song, she's got a lot of great songs, a lot of great hits, and she's certainly identified with the movie version of Grease. She said in September, remember, she's going to be treated for breast cancer again. Yeah. She's had this problem since 1992, so she's into, 26 years of having the problem? It's a long time. My former wife died of it after 21 years, so tough stuff. So we wish her well.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Proof there can be bipartisan agreement in the U.S. Senate as a landmark criminal justice reform bill has cleared the upper chamber. The First Step Act passing overwhelmingly yesterday, and now House leaders say they'll be taking up the bill before this week is over. The bill expands job training and other prison programs designed to keep released inmates from returning to prison. Not showing as much of a bipartisan spirit, efforts to avert a government shutdown on Friday as Democrats and Republicans Republicans are still grappling with how to answer President Trump's insistence on money for a border wall. The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says,
"We had an offer out on the table for days. Ours is the only offer that I know that could pass both houses."
The National Weather Service confirming a tornado touchdown near Seattle yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
DJP show on the air, brought to you by three very interesting ladies and one interesting man. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Kara Schillen, and the Dougster on the air. Victoria is going to take it away with something I've been on the edge of my seat for several minutes now, wanting to know what's going on. Victoria, can you please fill me in?
Well, one of the biggest trials of 2018 was the sex abuser Larry Nassar's trial, and that he was sentenced in January in a Michigan court to 175 years in prison. Now, this was after 160 girls took to the stand to talk about their experience with him under U.S. gymnastics, and he abused, they think it's well over 200 girls. So he was sentenced. He pleaded guilty to 7 counts of criminal sexual conduct, and he, of course, got that huge sentence of between 40 and 175 years. So now the female judge kind of made herself, from the parts of the trial that I watched, she definitely made it a lot about her. And so everyone else picked up on that as well, apparently, and now his attorneys have appealed the sentencing hearing. They actually are now, so now they have gone to, he's got a bunch of public defenders. They said that the judge was biased in rendering her decision, and they've asked for a new sentence hearing and with a different judge. And so now the state court of appeals has actually agreed to the motion to be resentenced. They're going to hear it. So it may not happen. It may not change. But at least they are going to look into it and see if what she
deserves 245 years in jail. Maybe the next
100%. Yeah, I think. Well, she made a lot of inflammatory statements. She said to him directly, "Our Constitution does not allow for cruel and unusual punishment. If it did, I have to say I might allow what he did to all these beautiful souls. I would allow someone or many people to do that to him, what he did to others." So she got a lot of criticism for running a media circus and things like that. So we'll see where that goes. But either way, if they do reduce his sentence, it can't be by that much because he did plead guilty on those seven counts.
Is there a rule? I mean, you say,
well, there's sentencing guidelines, but so I think there's guidelines. So if it does get reduced, I don't think we're going to see him go from 175 years to 6 months. I think it's still going to be several, a life term sentence, I think.
All right. So the sentencing, speaking of that, of what's his face, had been held off. What did the judge, Jennifer, say in that the supposedly this week? Why is his name?
Michael Flynn.
Mm-hmm. Flynn was supposed to be sentenced, but the judge, instead of sentencing him...
It was supposed to be easy. I think Michael Flynn went in. He was facing 6 months in prison. He had a note from Robert Mueller saying, hey, I don't recommend any jail time. And what was really interesting is the judge had really been focusing on not only what he was in trouble for with Robert Mueller, but also another case that he was cooperating on that involved his time lobbying for Turkey. And so no one expected this. The judge kind of went in and was really hard on both sides and was asking Michael Flynn, are you sure you want to take this plea? Are you sure you want to do this guilty deal? Because you could be in a lot of trouble here. Are you sure you want to plead guilty to this? Michael Flynn said, yes, absolutely. So the judge says, well, I'm glad you said that because now I think you're a treasonous jerk. And he actually did almost use the word treason, so he could be accused of treason. The lawyer for Michael Flynn said, whoa, 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 wait a second here. Maybe we do want to postpone this and rethink things, because the lawyer was referring to the case that Michael Flynn was cooperating with where he did not reveal to Trump, to the government, to anybody that he was working for Turkey, that he was taking money and lobbying for their government, which is problematic, because if you are being respected as a general, which he is, and should be respected for his opinion because he's actually lived that life, well, if you've got the best interest of Turkey in your heart because it's paying your salary, you need to disclose that. And Michael Flynn did not. And the judge was really taking issue with that more than anything else. He had harsh words for Mueller. He had harsh words for Michael Flynn. And now it seems that everything is put on hold. And they're going to both give a status report. Both the prosecutor and the defense team will give a status report in March. So this thing is continuing on.
He doesn't have it. He's in limbo until March.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. And I think he walked in there thinking, all I have to do is say, I'm sorry, I take responsibility, and here's your slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
And no, this judge not playing around because of all the other stuff that Michael Flynn's involved in. So, yeah.
Well,
tough time to be him.
Yeah, it certainly is. It
surprised everybody, because I think everybody had an anticipation that it was just going to be pretty easy.
Here's a surprise. The rate of gun deaths in our country hit the highest level in 20 years. 40,000 people have been killed in this country so far this year. 40,000 people killed in shootings. 40,000. Last year, 39,773. Already the number's over 40,000. Getting shot. Somebody shooting themselves. 12 deaths per 100,000 people, up from 10 years ago. That's pretty startling, isn't it, when you think about it?
That compares, by the way, if you want to know what goes on in other countries. Now, I'm going to use the percentage. 10% up. Well, 12 deaths per 100,000 people, up from 10. The comparison, 0.2% of every 100,000 people in Japan, 0.3% in England, 0.9% in Germany, 2.1 of every 100,000 people in Canada are killed in gun violence. And it's 10. 12, actually, here now. It was 10 before, but it's now 12. So think about that. 0.2% die in Japan, 0.3% in the UK, 0.9% in Germany. I'm talking about, I shouldn't use percent, I should use people. It's the suicide thing is actually the biggest killer, frankly. It accounts for 60% of the gun deaths. 24,000 people last year killed themselves. 6.9 per 100,000 killed themselves with a gun. That's really, I don't know what to say about it other than it's pretty amazing numbers. I was looking at some stats also. This time of year, many doctors, including our own Dr. Ken Kronhaus, telling everybody to get a flu vaccination. Jennifer, did you get a flu shot?
I don't usually do the flu shot, but this year my cousin had a baby, so that was one of the requirements on the list.
To go see. Yeah. Remember, that was when Miles was born, same thing. What about you, Victoria?
No, I never get flu shots.
Nope. And you, Kara?
Yeah, it kind of alternates every year. Normally our office, the building offers them, and they didn't this year, so I just never got around to doing it. But yeah, so I didn't get one this year.
40% of Americans. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Victoria.
Why do you need? I'm going back to Jen for a second. Why do you need a flu shot to be around a kid? I don't get that.
When you're in the hospital, new baby.
Yeah, they don't want you to corrupt their child at an early age.
Right. We wore masks, and there was whooping cough going on at the time Miles was born. That was something else that was a problem.
You still have to have that shot too, the Tdap.
Yeah. 40% of Americans have not been vaccinated and don't plan to be vaccinated. So if do you believe all of the hype? Ken and I get into this argument all the time. I side. Jack says you have a strong immune system. If you're old and have a weak immune system, if you get a flu shot, you're likely to get sick. Take a shot at it. Small babies that have weak immune systems, you know, give them shots for that sort of thing. It's very interesting how all the people, the ads for CVS and Walgreens, come into our Minute Clinic and get your shot. Why? The vaccine doesn't work. And in my experience there, I've never had one. My father had a shot once when he was about 80, and he was sick for weeks. And as soon as he had the shot, he got really, real, deathly sick. Horribly sick. So, I mean, that's maybe the exception. I don't know. But I just think that the education here, we want a pill or a shot for everything. I'm not going to live responsibly. I'm getting a shot. Or I'm going to take a pill. No. If you are living responsibly and teaching your children to live responsibly, you'll feed them well. You'll feed yourself well. You'll build up your immune system. Take some supplements that are good. Vitamin C, for example. Take a lot of that. And that's the way you build up your immune system. Pretty simple to do, frankly. But a lot of people just, oh, no, I'm going to get a shot. Okay. So does everybody get sick? No. But as Victoria sort of said, I said, I don't want to take the chance. If I'm living well, taking care of myself, it's an individual thing. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying I didn't do it. Victoria's saying she didn't do it. Jennifer's saying, we're not saying to you, don't do it. We're telling you what our experience is and why we maybe choose not to get a shot. That's what I say to people. I tell them, build up their. I don't want to get a shot because I don't want to expose myself. That's what you do. The vaccine is usually the dead virus, bacteria, whatever it is, put into your body. It helps you build up. It's all it is an immune shot. It's an immune shot. They put the stuff into your body, and that helps you build up an immunity to getting it. So, I don't know. I think there's too many chances involved in doing it, but that's my thinking. You make up your own mind. We're just telling you kind of how we all feel. It's very interesting because we're not all, most of us on the same page on this thing. We seem to be. 15 minutes before the hour here on the DJV show.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobility report. That's bankofamerica.com/mobility report.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, Victoria. There's a new study on December babies. I thought you might find interesting. My grandson's birthday is next week. My daughter's birthday is next week. Study shows babies born in December are likely to live longer, specifically to 105 years old, and they're nicer people.
Wow.
I hang this up on the bulletin board. The study published in the Journal of Aging, according to various people, the folks born in December complain less than other people do, have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease. December babies are morning people as well, like to get up early in the morning. So, let's see, we don't have any December babies here.
Nope.
Other than my daughter's December 27th, my grandson's December 22nd. And I'm going to post this on the billboard downstairs. I'll read it to Miles.
He'll love it.
He'll like it as well. He's very excited. I said, Miles, you can't revisit Gramps? Yeah, my birthday and Christmas. We're having them at your house, Gramps. And in fact, they are. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's 10 before the hour.
My My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 53 after the hour here on the DJV program. Warren Eckstein is not with us today. So instead of pet news, we're going to do our... I love to do... I don't spend enough time doing food news. There are a lot of things going on that affect all of us. The food, farm to table, food to fork, whatever. And so we have a couple of different stories here that will help you. Starting off, Victoria's got a very good story.
Yeah, this is interesting for all you avocado lovers out there, and this is, I'm definitely included in that. There's a new report from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration saying you should be washing your avocados before you cut into them. Now, this has got a lot of people scratching their heads, like, well, wait a second, isn't that what the peel is for? If you peel the avocado, then what's the problem? Well, apparently the problem is that the FDA did a study on avocados, on the bacteria specifically that lives on the skin of avocados, and 18% of the avocados that they tested came back positive for Listeria. And so
the skin or the internal
skin. No, yeah. The skin. So they say you should be washing your avocados because as soon as you slice into the avocado, you could be dragging the Listeria bacteria from the skin into the pulp. So that's something I never ever would have thought of, but wash your avocados.
Well, maybe that applies to a lot of other things as well, Victoria, and get right down to it. But oranges, you slice them open. These things, only listeria and E. coli, salmonella, those sorts of things that are going to be a burden to people who are trying to eat raw, fresh fruit and vegetables. But the sprays that are on them that keep bugs from growing, those things are unhealthy as well. And as soon as you cut open an orange, I have an orange every day, cut it open, whatever in the skin gets into the pulp.
Same thing. Actually, exactly. It could be worse with citrus because there's so much juice that will help carry
all
the bacteria
over the place.
That's
a very interesting warning and very timely. Good, thank you. That's good. The food news brought to you by the folks that will help you lose a lot of weight. This is pretty appropriate for this time of year, and we really need to get into it. This is the I've actually suggested this to some people. Give this as a present, and some people think it's gauche. He gives somebody a present of losing weight. What are you telling them? I'm telling them I care about them, and I want them to be healthy in the new year. And how many of you, come on, seriously, how many of you are thinking right now, I got to go on a diet, I got to lose weight? Well, there's a lot of science to this. It's not just about losing weight. It's what your body is doing, what your body is all about. And collagen, which is the number one protein in the body, the number one source for losing weight, number one ingredient in Calitrin. It's the country's healthiest choice, been around 30 years. And not only do the benefits accrue to you in terms of losing weight, but you also get a lot of joint support because collagen is the body's number one protein. It's the body builder. Helps you with lean muscle tissue, get rid of the fat. The fat is what you lose because it burns it off, and that's how you lose the weight. But collagen is good for your joints and many other things in your body. So bring collagen into your body with Calitrin. That is easily available by going to toploss.com. And this week, a special 50% off deal. Use the code DJV on certain products like Calitrin at the Calitrin website, toploss.com. That's where you go. So many people have lost so much weight listening to me tell this story. I've been on the program since last April, and it has worked fabulously, not only to get the weight off. I don't really have a weight problem. I just get a little heavy in the wintertime, but it keeps it off. And that's because I want to have protein in my body. I want to have collagen because I want to have more muscle. So get with the program. Lose the weight. Start now. Calitrin, available only online at toploss.com. Take 50% off. Use the code DJV. All right, let's get to what's going on at Panera Bread. They're giving out free bagels every day for the rest of the year, I think, right? They started earlier in December handing out bagels free of charge for the remainder of the year. But there are some strings attached. In order to get a free bagel from now till the end of the month, customers have to sign up for the company's My Panera Rewards program. So is that a big deal? Why? What's wrong with that? That's okay, isn't it? You can hit up.
It's free.
Yeah. I like Panera, frankly. I think they're a well-run store. I think they have good food, quality food, good prices. So this offer applies to new members of the program. Even though the bagel is free, those who like to top it with butter or jelly or other condiments may have to fork over some money to get the bagel done the way you want it done. The promotion excludes cream cheese and other spreads, so it says. So if you have pre-existing My Panera accounts, even though the offer is only meant to apply to new users, apparently some people have been able to get daily bagels at no charge as well. So help yourself to free bagels if you play your cards right at Panera. There you go. Food news at 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo only at BugAssault.com.